And once more, the belowns of the beloved Bothy Band should alert you that it's copper plate time again. And it's me, Alan O'Leary, here for the next 90 minutes to share some mighty fine music with you and some random thoughts from my graying patch. We got time to stick around and feel the vibes, because there's lots of good music coming your way. Like this from Desi Donnelly and Mike McGoldrick. Playing there at Desi Donnelly and Mike McGoldrick from their beautiful album The Dog in the Fog, which is a big favourite of mine at the moment. And delighted to say we got back in stock here at copperplatemailorder.com. Great to be with you guys. It's been a whole couple of weeks, hasn't it? And lots have been happening, including the great Return to London Town Festival last weekend, which we'll be passing through and nearly recovering. And then lots of good things gone on since then indeed. Let's keep the good vibes going. A beautiful set of jigs that I came upon during the week from the great album from Patsy Maloney and John Regan, Two Dear Pals. Over the Bog Roads, the title of the CD, and two gorgeous jigs, Maloney's Wife and the Newly Married Couple. Thank you. playing their two gorgeous tunes as well, Maloney's new wife and the newly married couple there, as I say, John Regan and Patsy Maloney from Over the Bog Road, indeed. Great to hear that. Yeah, a session on Tuesday night. I had a real great session here at Hartfield Road here in Wimbledon, South London, every Tuesday night about 9 o'clock. Anybody who's interested and got a bit of time to spare, come play a few tunes, do whatever. And got Kevin Boyle to sing his beautiful song, Gee Barra Shore, that his sister, the late great Margaret Boyle, recorded on her album called Gee Barra. And he made a great job of it. I said, I've never heard you sing it. He said, I never sung it. So he made a great job of it. And it's such a great song. That, you know, I play it quite regularly as well. And these are all stories that were told to him by his father, Paddy Boyle, down through the years. And yeah, I'm going to include Peter Woods on this. And he was a big friend of Paddy and Kevin's as well. Before I go a bit further again, just to say that... Over the Bog Road track was played especially for Olaf Cohen up there in Edinburgh. Great to hear from you again, Olaf, and I've been meaning to get in touch with you, and you got in touch with me, so that's even better. Great to hear from you again. And also Dave McNulty up there in Charlton in Manchester, a big fan of that particular record indeed. So back to the plot, as I say. Here's Margaret Boyle and Kevin Boyle's great song, Gee Barra Shore.
House
the very talented and much lamented the late great Maggie Boyle there from her album called Gibara, and Kevin Boyle's great song Gibara Shore. And tomorrow, the 6th of November, is the anniversary of the passing of Paul Boyle, one of my greatest friends of my youth, and a wonderful fiddle player indeed, and much loved, and died at the tender age of 39. A great loss indeed, a great member of our community here in London, and a great pal to me. I miss him very, very much. Here's Paul playing a couple of tunes I always associated with him, and we still play and call them Paul's tunes. This is Paul Boyle from a recording in Fulham Broadway back in the days, 1977 it says. And as I say, the fire is not very high, but the plane's great. Paul Boyle, much lamented, and send up a prayer or good thoughts to him if you've got the time, or you're that way inclined. Paul Boyle with The Dune and The Traveller. Fiddle playing there of Paul Boyle, as they recorded live in the Hibernian Club in 1977. Much memories, many happy memories of time spent in his company indeed. Miss him very, very much. Okie dokie, going to turn to our birthday file now, and the wonderful Gino Lupari has a birthday on the 8th of November, and that must go with. Can't go without recognition. And as he's joined Andy Martin on Andy Martin's new CD, Will We Give It A Go, I thought we'd take a track off of that, and especially as we've just added Give It A Go to the Copperplate roster on our website at copperplatemailorder.com. Go along and have a look there. You'll find playlists and sound bites and a bit of Andy playing live on YouTube as well. It's mighty worth your time indulging and investigating indeed. From the album, you're going to play the track they call The Blackthorn. They played a Farewell to Kilroe, one of Finbar Dwyer's, and then one of Gabe Sullivan, a Galway flute player who lived in London a lot of his life, and then one of Joe Cooley's favourites, The Blackthorn. The box playing of Andy Martin indeed, and we're going to include Aileen Rowntree, a great follower of the music as well. Always enjoy meeting, especially in Milltown and places like that. Great follower of the music indeed. Happy birthday to you, Aileen, as well. Andy Martin and The Blackthorn. ¶¶ Mighty Box playing there of Andy Martin, mainstay of the London session scene for many, many years. Aided and abetted there, as I said, with Gino Lopari and Johnny Carty on banjo as well from Andy's album, Will We Give It A Go? Great title, isn't it? So the first night of the concerts at the Return to London Town Festival this year was Friday night's concert was Sarah Costello, Elaine Riley and John Blake, Brona McVitie and Jackie Daly and Matt Kranich. Here's a track from Sarah Costello with her mother Mary McNamara from their lovely album The Lady's Cup of Tea. I've seen you've played reels all the way so far, so let's take these hornpipes, the Green Castle and the Long Note, as I say, from Mary McNamara and Sarah Costello. Sweet music from Tulla there, Mary McNamara and the Sarah Costello, two gorgeous hornpipes indeed. I'd like to work backwards and dedicate the Andy Martin track to Sarah Donacha over there in Ahaskra, who's a big fan of Andy's as well, and should have got it in the right place but didn't. La-di-da, moving along. As I say, top of the bill was Andy, good lord, Jackie Daly and Matt Kranich had put on a great set of music, mostly Sleeve Lucre stuff, and left me their latest CD called Rolling On. I'm going to play this track because I like it very much. Slides and polkas for a change. And the first one, Ask My Father, is a big favourite of mine. I love playing Ask My Father. And the other one is The Jack of All Trades. It's a polka made out of the song The Dublin Jack of All Trades, as I say, played to perfection as always by the wonderful Jackie Daly and Matt Kranich. Thank you. Impish accordion player at Jackie Daly. He always puts something into every tune. He has a little smile for you. It's lovely to meet him, have a chat, and catch up. And way back, lots of talk of Paddy Taylor and people like that. And as usual, Jackie had a joke for every sentence. Anybody, anything said, Jackie had a funny quip to add to the conversation. Great, great guy. Always a joy to meet him as well. Yeah, there was a great concert in the afternoon of that day that was highlighted by the playing of Tommy Fitzharris and Donald McCaig. Fabulous playing, absolutely astounding me. I knew the Fitzharrises from previous, a great musical family from Leash, and Donald McCaig is a guy from the north, fine fiddle player indeed. They play some staggering music. And this is a track from their album, The Bank of Turf. I thought I'd play Paddy in London, as there were two Paddies in London. Jackie Small's version, and then The Reaper, as I say, from Tommy Fitzharris and Donald McKay's lovely album, The Bank of Turf. Thank you. from Tommy Fitzharris and Donald McCaig from their album The Bank of Turf. Break between the Saturday, I thought we'd break in here with a couple of the staunch members of the committee and the organisers, Karen Ryan indeed. Always great to see the dear smiling face of Peter McAlinden, always joining in all the sessions and stitching it all together indeed. We'll take a song from the tune from Peter, fine musician that he is, and then a track from Karen Ryan, the organizer of the festival as well, just to pay our dues and say thank you for all they do to keep our community together and locked in music. Indeed, here's Peter McAlinden with some mighty whistle playing. Thank you. string fiddle playing there from the great Karen Ryan, with Pete Quinn on piano. Indeed, fine selection. Larry Redigan's Galway Reel, the musical priest and the sailor on the rock there, as I say, from Karen's fabulous album of fiddle playing, The Coast Road. Thanks to Karen for arranging the festival and all she does. To don't know how she does it, really don't. She's a mighty, mighty lady. I'd like to include a dedication on that to a dear friend, John Gillard, who made a nice donation to the upkeep of and the support of Copperplate Mail Order, Copperplate Podcasts. Thanks a lot, John. Great to hear from you. Had a nice tune with your sister during our session at the festival as well. And mighty, mighty tune we had indeed. And also, let's include Neil Armstrong. I didn't meet at the festival. I did last year, and it was great meeting him as well. Shout out there to you, Neil, and hope all's good with you. Okie doke, we're going forward to the concert on Saturday, and the running order was Mairead Ní Chathaoirse and Chris Newman, the Kane Sisters, and Dermot Byrne and Brid Harper with Jim Murray on guitar. And what a night of music it was. Absolute, staggeringly beautiful and moving music indeed. Going to start with a track that Mairead and Chris done during the during the concert. Indeed, it's the two jigs, I'd call them. The first one's got a great name. It's called Stay Where You Are, You Rogue, and then The Housekeeper, and then Petticoat Loose. Three jigs from the Goodman Collection from Mairead Ní Chathaoirse and the Sisters. Thank you. Mairead Ní Chathaoirse there on harp, along with her sisters Nulig and Mairead. They're from their album with the great title of Sibling Revelry. I think it's brilliant. And their music, she and Chris Newman played, was absolutely astounding. Astoundingly, it was so good. It was just thrilling to listen to. Also on the bill was, as I said, Brid Harper and Dermot Byrne, and great Jim Murray on guitar as well, who gave us a great version of Martha. But here's Brid and Dermot, a great track from Brid's CD, The Knotted Cord, The Coast of Austria, and The First Century Reel. There, as I said, from Brid Harper and the great Dermot Byrne on box, indeed. And then the highlight of the night for me was the wonderful set from the Kane sisters, and they played to perfection. Absolute beautiful music. This is a track from there, and they were joined by the dancer Nathan Pilexi. What a dancer, what a show they put on together. He was absolutely amazing. And I'm not really into dancing, but my word, this guy was great indeed. You might hear him on this particular track, as I say, from the Kane Sisters and their album In Memory of Paddy Fahey. They play Emily's Buzz, John Farrick Mephister, and One for Lee, as I say, and they're joined by the great Nathan Pilaski. So sad they had Nathan so low in the mix there, but the night of the concert he's dancing right beside me, and it was staggering to watch what he was doing. It's just beyond the legend that a man can contort his body in such a great, so many different fashions and features. Indeed, great highlight of the night for me. Anyway, the music of Nathan's dancing, and the music of the Kane Sisters, indeed. Right. So I noticed we haven't had a song so far from the lads, so let's get that right. Those of you who are regular offenders will know that a couple of weeks ago I done a feature on horses that went down very, very well. Lots of you wrote and said how much you enjoyed it. Anytime you want to write, it's copperplate68@gmail.com. It's always great to hear from you. And you may remember I was cursing that there was one particular track I was looking for and couldn't find. Well, I found it after all these weeks. So here it is. It's a great, great song that I love very, very much, from Colin O'Donnell on his album, The Farewell to the Evening Dances. It's a song I associate a lot with Jimmy McHugh up in Glasgow, who used to sing it, I think, indeed. It's a beautiful thing called Horses and Plows.
Oh, by me the breezes that blow in the spring, and sweet is the music the song thrushes bring, but I sigh for a sight I seldom see now, a man in the field with horses and plow. Adieu to the days of my youth long ago, when I had missed the team near the bend below, and I'd hie for the highlands beside Carrigow to cleave the hard green sward with horses and plow. Invoking a blessing, I started my day. Below year on the burr is what I did say, hoping for guidance to keep my know-how and strike a straight furrow with horses and plow. And up at the headland, every once in a while, I rested my horses, all steaming with toil. With the sleeve of my shirt, swept the sweat off my brow, as I gazed on the work of my horses and plow. And in the evening, as the sun had sank low, with my heart lay and ball to the sports field I'll go, to win the All-Ireland we'd all made a vow, and seek recreation from horses and plow. With whistling and lilting, the bear of a song, it lightened my labors all the day long. With seagulls around me and crows on the bough, I'll see the bounty of horses and plow. But the clatter of tractors, pollution and all, have crippled the couple, and sad is that fall. While faraway opaque, we richly endow, forgetting the value of horses and plow. Now soon I'll be going from this valley of woe, to the fair fields of heaven. Sure, I'm open, I will go. One request from St. Peter, I hope he'll allow. Eternal employment for horses and
straight up.
Great, great song there from the great Canadian singer Stan Rogers. The late, great Stan Rogers, sung to perfection there by Peter Coughlin in front of his band, The Hungry Grass here. Great favourites here in London and great friends of ours too here. And always a joy to bump into Peter and the boys indeed. That's from their album, The Hungry Grass. And as I say before, that Colm O'Donnell with The Field Behind the Plough. A little thank you to the horses in our lives indeed. Okay, now I've had a request for, sadly, it was quite a while ago, and I forgot who it was from, but I never need much of an excuse to play Bobby Casey on here. As you know, my dear great friend Bobby Casey, this is Bobby and in his great version of The Garden of Daisies. The inventive fiddle playing of the great Bobby Casey there with the beautiful set dance, The Garden of Daisies. Forgive me if I've forgotten who requested it, but that's our little secret. Anyway, you keep it between the two of us. How about that? Boom. Okie dokes. Delighted during the week to receive from the lovely Sharon Creasy up there in Scotland, in Glasgow, the Fluting Collection, traditional and original tunes from Scotland's flute and whistle playing gathering, and tune transcriptions by Sharon Newton Creasy indeed. It's a beautiful booklet of tunes suitable for flute playing and the tips for flute players. Could be very, very helpful to you if you're interested in the mighty, wonderful instrument, the flute. I've been playing it for over 50 years and I still love the sound I get out of it. Doesn't have to be a tune, just the sound that you make yourself with the wood. www.flutefling.scot. will get you all you need to know about it. And do investigate. You will be well rewarded for your troubles. And thank you, Sharon, for sending it to me. Dear friend up there in Scotland, indeed. Thought we'd play a bit, nice bit of flute playing to go with it. And for my dear friend Patsy Maloney's CD called A Temple in the Glen, he gives us the humours of Carrigaholt and Donal O'Pumphner, accompanied by Mary Corcoran on the piano. And we're going to send it out to John Hockey up there in Perivale, not very far from here indeed. Here's a great playing of Patsy Maloney. It's great to speak to Patsy in the week as well. He's in good form. Playing of the great man himself, Patsy Maloney, dear friend. I look forward to being in his company very, very soon indeed. Mighty player indeed. Anyway, last night I was delighted to be invited to go and see him, a dear friend Ralph McTell, in concert here in London at the Cadogan Square, Cadogan Hall near Sloane Square here in Chelsea. And it was in mighty, mighty form. And he didn't sing this last night, so I'm going to play it now. He should have done. And I'd like to play this for all the dear friends who I only meet at Ralph concerts once or twice a year. And you know who you are. And it was great to meet so many dear old friends indeed. Here's the dear man himself with his classic, From Clare to Here.
Well, it's four who share this room, and we work hard for the crack, and sleeping late on Sundays, I never get to mass. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way. It grows further by the day. It's a long way from Clare to here. When Friday comes around, Terry's only into fighting. My mom would like a letter home, but I'm too tired for writing. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way. It grows further by the day. It's a long way from Clare to here. It almost breaks my heart when I think of Josephine. I told her I'd be coming home with my pockets full of green. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way. It grows further by the day. The only time I feel alright is when I'm into drinking. It sort of eases the pain of it and levels out my thinking. Oh, it's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way, and it grows further by the day. It's a long way from Clare to here. Hear a fiddle play, or maybe it's a notion. I dream I see white horses dance upon that other ocean. It's a long, long way from Clare to here. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long, long way. It's further by the day. It's a long way from Clare to here. It's a long way from Clare to here.
Mighty song there, sung to perfection by the man who wrote it, Mr. Ralph McTell there. It was a great night out last evening, and it's great to meet up with so many dear old friends as well. Great, great stuff indeed. Okie doke, going to play out with a track from Mick O'Brien and Cuivi No Rahala's great CD, The Deadly Buzz. They're going to give us The Farewell to Air and The Maid in the Cherry Tree and The Mistress of the House. Tunes associated with the piping of Tommy Wreck, the great Dublin piper. And this has gone out to John Silt out there in Rathdrum in USA. As a fan of Mike's mix playing, and my mum comes from Rathdrum in County Wicklow, and you live in Rathdrum County in the US of A. I wonder what if they're like, could compare the two. It'd be funny, wouldn't it? Okie doke, Mick and Cuivi are going to take it away with The Deadly Buzz.
Thank you.
the Berry Bothy Band bring down the curtains on Copperplate Time number 414 for another week or so. Thanks very much for your company over the last 90 minutes. I hope you enjoyed something you heard, and there's plenty of lovely music there and great memories for me coming back to mind indeed. Thanks very much for your company, as I say, and all your support out there, especially those of you who support us by sharing on Facebook and spreading the word that people can hear the finest of music here on Copperplate Time every week, and also our monthly Copperplate podcast, which are available to you 24/7 at our website to get copperplatemailorder.com. You can listen to several of the back shows as well, and you can stay there for hours. Also there's over nearly 200 titles of Irish traditional music on sale to you on CD. You can they have a page devoted to each one as well, on which you can find sound samples and track listings and reviews, and maybe even some viewing of the boys playing or the girls playing on YouTube, is where you can see what they look like as well. I also entice you to buy a few CDs, maybe support a musician and the musicians and the work of Copperplate. Indeed, we all need your support to know how much you care about us out there. Speaking of which, I'd like to thank all the donors. We have set up a page of the Friends of Copperplate to all those who donate to the support of the upkeep of these particular broadcasts. Our overheads are growing every week, it's going larger every week, and we're having trouble finding the money to keep going. So maybe if you could support us in that particular way, it would be much appreciated, I can assure you, and you will join the Friends of Copperplate on our website indeed. If you want to drop us a line, our email is copperplate68@gmail.com. As I say, it's always good to hear from you, and very interesting to hear what you'd be up to while you're listening to this. If you can think of any way to help us reach a larger audience, that would be very helpful indeed. Also, thanks very much for your company, and till next time we speak over the radio, it's me, Alan O'Leary, thanking you very much, and wishing you all a hearty and a healthy slán go fóill.